This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
I need club captions to be heard this morning. If you're part of club captions, please let us know that that is you. I'm talking about anybody at this age of your life that puts on the closed captions when you're watching things on TV. I've recently entered into this club. I was never someone that liked captions. Actually, in the past, I thought captions really kind of got in the way of things. Like, it would be annoying if I was like, why are these words on the screen? I'm trying to watch a movie. God, Mom, you know, because my parents used to keep them on. So frustrated. Like, when you watch shows now, Jess, do you keep the closed captions on or do you turn them off?
They are on.
And when did you start doing that?
When I started dating Garage Boy.
Explain.
He introduced me to the captions world, and ever since I dipped my toe into that captions water, I cannot return.
You can't go back.
Because I was the same way. I'm like, why would I need, like, why would I read and watch something at the same time?
I'll go read a book.
My entire movie watching experience, TV watching experience is totally changed.
So tell me, when you first sat down with Garage Boy, your fiance, to watch a movie,
yeah,
or a show, and he had the captions on, mm-hmm. How did that go?
I was just, well, he just put them on, and I was like, okay, and I was a little annoyed, because I'm just like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, I actually never knew this took place, because I didn't understand what they were saying, and I just kept watching.
Literally, if you think about it, it's made for people that have hearing issues, right? Like, that's what closed captions are there for. It's for people that are deaf or have hard of hearing, so they can actually still enjoy movies. I'm neither. I don't know if it's in my older age. I'm 40 now. Like, I just can't comprehend a show or understand quite what people are saying.
Yeah.
Unless the captions are on. And this is new for me, y'all. So a survey came out, and I want to compare this to everybody else right now. A survey's out this morning talking about that 66% of people in Maryland say that they turn their subtitles on occasionally. So a third of us.
Only occasionally?
Two-thirds of us, at least at some point, are turning the captions on to see what's going on. 13% fall into the category of always having your closed captions on.
That's us.
And that seems like small to me.
It is.
That seems like small, that, like, because now that I understand the joys of using closed caption.
I feel like if you don't have them on, you're assuming, I used to be that person there, that it's unnecessary. I promise you, it's a completely different experience.
Let me tell you the reasons why people do this. Number one is what, on the survey it said, enhanced comprehension.
Yes.
Basically, they just want to understand what's happening better, right?
Yeah.
That's totally me. I just feel like I just can't understand what some people are saying sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then I miss out on the whole plot line. 26% of people running that said it helps them understand accents. Like, if people are watching shows that have English accents,
oh my gosh,
British
Ted
accents,
Lasso, absolutely.
So 22% of people say they turn them on because they're in noisy places. No, I'm in the dead silent of my home. It could not be any quieter. Mm-hmm. I live by myself. This place is a tomb. Literally, there's nothing that should be distracting me from the TV.
Yeah.
And then some people say they turn them, they have sound sensitivity or something like that, right? But the reason people don't turn them on, the reason we said, they said that they don't want, you know, they don't want to have to have it. It's distracting trying to match the words.
Or maybe you think it's ugly. Maybe you think it's like an ugly thing to do.
Well, I thought too that it kind of gave away what was about to happen. By the time if you're watching a comedy, and by the time they said the punchline, you've already read it. You know it's coming. So it used to annoy me. Now I can't go back.
It's the best thing. It's the best decision you can make.
Parents, your kids think that you are old if you are doing any of the following things. And by the way, some of these are going to be hard for any of us that are like older than 25 to digest. So just buckle up. This is like a question on the internet of like, when did somebody younger pretty much assume that you were old? By just doing some very basic things in life. Like, for example, a kid told somebody they were old because they were born in the 1900s. So basically, by the way, if you're over the age of 24, kids look at your birth date, and if it starts with 1999 plus, then they're like, what in the world? You must be old. There was a teacher that said that they got called old because their student said, "You saw Shrek
in
the
theaters?
Movie theater?"
That's so hilarious.
Like, but think about that. That must, like, to a kid, that must seem archaic.
Yeah.
Because that, like, to them, it's only been on streaming. So if you saw Shrek in the theater, that must seem like it came out a bazillion years ago.
Or all the Harry Potter movies in the theater.
A bazillion years to a kid nowadays.
Yeah, and each one. We're talking like 1 through 7.
A bazillion years ago to a kid, you know? It says on here, somebody got called old by a kid because they used to have a VCR tapes to a kid. A bazillion years ago. Same thing somebody else said because they knew what a DVD was.
Yeah, man.
Sad now.
I know. So many DVDs just gone to waste.
I remember getting my very, and this, I was like a teenager. I remember getting my first DVD player. And like now to a kid, I'm sure if your kid saw a Redbox outside of a, because I don't think Redbox even exists anymore. Didn't they shut down?
I think that there's a few.
I think they shut down. Just don't Google that. I'm pretty sure Redbox just shut down as a company this year, maybe last year.
What I really, really miss about DVDs, though, is like the special features and the behind the scenes and stuff like that. I will say.
Gone.
Like, I miss that.
Kids will have no idea what special features are anymore.
I know.
Gone.
The bloopers, you have to like really dig for those on YouTube.
Parents, kids think you're old, by the way, if you're doing this. These are answers, by the way, that were given online. If you want to add to the list of things that you're doing in your, just your normal life, just your normal millennial or Gen X, Gen Z life that you're just living, let us know. 410-583-1065. A parent said that they got called old because they had stamps in their purse. Why?
We still have to use stamps.
Like, how else do we send things?
No, like, we have to use stamps.
How do we do that? But apparently kids are like, what are you doing? That seems so old. You know what I mean?
Okay, I've been with you every single one you've said so far, but that one's just kind of like, just because you're not old enough to send a letter, like, don't get at me. You know what I mean?
How about this? Now, this one I can admit would seem kind of old, but there was a kid, this person said online, a kid got called somebody old because they still had a CD player in their car. Now listen, I've got a CD player in my car.
Yo, first of all, no one wants a car payment. So if my vehicle has a CD player option in it, then that's what it is. And I am not ashamed of that, please. Call me old all you want, truly.
Is Redbox still a thing or no?
Their online service is shut down and all of them will be shut down very soon.
Okay, so Redbox not a thing.
So they're barely hanging on, barely. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you one more if you want to add to our list, 410-583-1065. A kid called somebody old because this parent said that when I started watching YouTube, they didn't have ads. And this kid thought that was so funny because that must have been such a long time ago. Because
that's all it is. Like, you can't get through a video. You can't get through like, what, maybe a minute and 30 seconds without,
This kid thought that was so funny because obviously YouTube has so many ads now.
Yes.
That the kid was like, oh my God, you're so old. Because that's all I watch now is ads. Yeah. So like you're like a dinosaur, you know? Who's up?
This is Tom on 2 from Annapolis.
Tom, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love listening to you, first of all.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Tom, we love when you listen, by the way. Thank you for doing that.
So I got called old by my kids for owning a checkbook.
It's a rough one, Tom. It's a rough one.
I know. Granted, I write maybe 2 checks a year to that random that, you know, doesn't take Apple Pay or whatever.
Rando? So no, for real.
So you're doing both. You're doing both. It's not just checks.
Yeah, right. No. I do not. No. I do mostly digital pay, but I still own a checkbook. And they're like, what do you even do with that?
I pay for things. I pay for your things. That's what I do with it.
Tom, if I were you, I'd stop writing those checks. Anything that have to do with those kids, I'd stop using them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stop paying for anything for those.
That's right. You pay for it with your own account.
Exactly.
Right. Those ungrateful little brats. Yeah, screw those kids. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Tom.
I love them to death.
Yeah, and what
love
is
listening to you too, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Tom is so sweet. Thank you, Tom. Have a great day. It says, my son calls me old because I still have a Game Boy Color. Yeah, I can only imagine.
That's not old, that's vintage.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, actually.
I can only imagine, though, if you try to show your kids old school video game.
Like the gaming system.
Technology, though.
Nintendo. like alone.
For us,
when you had to like blow into the thing to get it to work.
For us, yes. If we play old retro games that we grew up with, it's cool. But try to show your kids.
Yeah, they're probably like, "Why is it so pixelated?
Right? Like, what is this?
Like, I can't see."
I'd be like, "Wait, what?" Somebody from the 443 says, "I have my store saving card attached to my keychain."
Okay,
that's old.
No, it's not.
That's old.
No, it's not.
Use your phone number.
Is there a name on here?
Use your phone number.
I'm going to defend you on this.
No.
Some people. This is Don. Don, I am like you. Sometimes you just like to have the physical thing. And there's nothing wrong with having that on your keychain, because you know what? Maybe your hands might be full of something, and maybe it's more difficult to pull the phone out or whatever, and you could just scan it on your keychain. There's nothing wrong with that.
Let's talk to Tom. This is another Tom from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Oh, hey, there we are. I know, I got confused when I heard the last time. I was like, no, I'm not from Annapolis.
Yeah, I'm from Baltimore. Hang on. Wait, so Tom, you weren't doing anything in particular, but you're actually feeling old just because of who you are. What, you got called old for just being a millennial. What happened?
Well, that's particularly old, but we were at the Kentucky Derby, last Kentucky Derby, like a year and a half ago for my brother's bachelor party. So we're all hanging out like you would at, like, Preakness and whatnot. By the way, Preakness is way better than Kentucky Derby.
Nice.
But besides the point. And so we were just talking to like this group of girls and whatnot, just as you would at an event like that.
Right.
And one of their friends came up and was like, "What are you still doing talking to this group of millennials?"
What the heck is that supposed to mean?
I know. That was the first time I'd heard that term, like, in an old way. So I was like, no way.
Wait a minute. Our generation is now being looked at as just the older generation.
That is wild.
And that's hard to digest, man. Like, we are now being looked at as, like, those old people. Like, ew, don't talk to him.
Not even.
He's a millennial. Like,
oh, my gosh. Okay.
He's got one foot in the grave, that millennial. Wow. Be careful if you go to Target and try to check out in the self-checkout lanes with more than 10 items, because apparently now the registers are telling on you. And I don't know if we should feel like this is justice being served, or like, should there be some kind of like buffer system on this? You know what I mean? Like, should we, if it says like 10 items, should that really mean 10 items, or does that mean 12 items? Like, are you one of those kind of people, like, if you see, okay, 10 items or less, you're like, well, I got 15. Like, that's fine, you know? There's a woman on TikTok this morning that's really freaking out because she went to Target. She saw that it's 10 items or less, and she said, well, I think that means 15 or 20. Listen to this.
Today, there was a line at all registers, and the self-checkouts were empty. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and self-checkout. I had like about 15 items, maybe. I don't know, maybe more. I was scanning things, you know, and I was trying to hurry up before they told me anything. The freaking machine snitched on me.
No.
Once I scanned the 11th item, I went, and I was just like, I jump. If a register says 10 items or less, it's 10 items or less, or it's going to embarrass you.
An alarm went off, y'all. Now, I haven't been to Target in a second. If I do, I do self-checkout. Honestly, I will do, not because a sign says 10 items or less, because honestly, there's always some kind of drama in self-checkout. Do you feel that way? It's always like I scan something wrong, or like there's just an issue. So if I have 10 items, I'm always going to go to the register and just have somebody else do it.
Not too much. So I was there like last week, and I didn't see. I also wonder when they implemented this, because I didn't hear that alarm go off at any point on any of the other shoppers.
Are you one of these people, though? I feel like you might be one of these people.
No, not at all. No, not at all. But like the lines are incredibly long, but like everyone had like not that much stuff. So you could kind of tell, like, some people will go into the regular register line, right? But I feel like the reason why self-checkout moves so quickly, it's because people have 10 items or less.
Yeah.
So, like, I do think that should be respected. I think what kind of sucks, though, is she said that there wasn't anyone there. So I get why maybe she, like, wanted to bend the rules a little bit.
Right.
But now, I mean, now that I know that that's going to make a sound, that's gonna embarrass a lot of people. Because now what?
I would be mortified.
What does that mean? Does that mean that, like, you can't purchase anything else? And what are you going
to
do?
I guess it cuts you off, or at least it makes a sound to where if you're not getting cut off, you're going to wish that you were cut off. So does that sound fair then? Do you feel like this new Target implementing, even if it doesn't, because I don't know if it if it cuts you off or not. Like, I don't know if it cuts you off.
Because that would suck. I hope they can, like, call somebody over, or they swipe a card, and you can, like, continue to do your thing, right? I can understand why they implement this rule, because I've definitely seen more people have, like, let's say, like, way over 15
items.
Yeah,
you got 30
and
items.
And that slows everybody down. Yeah. So I get why they're doing it, to be more efficient.
But do you think the alarm is fair. Let's just say an alarm goes off at the 11th item. Okay, let's say the alarm goes off, but like you can keep going. It's no big deal. Does the alarm seem necessary, or is Target just
apparently? Obviously, it's gotten taken advantage of to the point where they have to put an annoying alarm to get people to stop. Because I have seen people who have a ton of items, and it's
That's
like,
true.
Dude, this is why we've all been standing in line forever, and now we're all getting in trouble, and now we're all going to get made fun of.
If you've been to Target and you've had, and listen, no judgment, we're not going to judge you. I just want to know if you've been to Target and the alarm went off on you because you did 11 or more items. I just want to know this thing is real for you too. Wait, Diana from Bel Air, did the alarm go off on you?
So it's at all the stores now. If you haven't looked at, like, some of the news has come out that all the self-checkout has to do 10 or less because of people stealing items.
Oh.
And it just clicks, like, that the lady has to come over and scan your thing, basically to check to make sure you aren't stealing anything.
Wait, so what happens?
It's just like a little thing. Just like if you had, like, a issue with your self-checkout, and the lady just comes over and scans a card. So it's not overdramatic.
Oh, it's the way the girl on TikTok, and it made it sound like the alarm goes off, and, like, literally you're going to get shamed.
No, it was just like a bing. I'm guilty of the 12 items.
It sounds like you're going over the limit a lot. What in the world? We got rules here.
Yes, you are right. Now that I go to the limit and there's a bing, I will avoid it.
Okay. Now you know you can get around the system. You don't even care anymore. You're like, I don't care. Someone will come
scan
it. Yeah,
she'll just kind of, okay, so basically it won't void your entire purchase. Like, you can continue to scan. They just have to come over. All right. I mean, if you're fast enough, like, pop off, sis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My main thing is the people who get, like, a ton of items and you're not quick with it. Like, if you don't know how to scan, and if you want to take your time with the hangers, then go in the regular line.
Well. 100%. You guys have a good day.
You too.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wait, really quick, before you give your answer, I really want you to think about it, okay? Like really think through all the options before you give an answer, because I want you to debate it passionately. I have an answer. I put a lot of thought into this, and my answer is moving. The question is, what do you think is the worst part of adulting? Okay? What do you think is the worst part of adulting? Y'all, adulting is hard. Like, what in the world? They didn't prepare us for this. I thought adulting was just like, you had to go to your job, and then you just like came home and watched TV. And
no,
like,
it's a lot.
Went to bed. I don't know if you know. I just moved to Columbia.
Did you?
I did. I haven't really said a lot about it, but I just moved to Columbia, Maryland, and it's nice down there. It's lovely. I forgot.
Yo.
How terrible the moving process is,
mm-hmm.
and it never, like, the lead up, the packing, like getting all your stuff, the cleaning up, that takes so long.
It doesn't matter how much you prepare either.
It doesn't. Like, if you have a month to prepare or a week to prepare or a day to prepare, it's all just terrible. The throwing the stuff out, the move, the actual physical moving, if you're doing it, if you hire somebody or not, it's all terrible. It's always expensive. Then you get there and your stuff doesn't fit. And then it takes forever. I've been unpacking for 3 weeks. I still have boxes everywhere. I think, honestly, moving is the worst part of adulting. And by the way, I just finished doing my taxes. Taxes is bad. I hate doing my taxes too. I literally think the worst part of adulting is moving. It has to be. But I would like to really put that up for debate. If you'd like to argue, you think there's a worse thing about being an adult than moving, then call us or text, or maybe you agree with us. Let's just have an all-out debate this morning. Mm-hmm. What's the worst part of being an adult? 410-583-1065. Jess, you think there's a worse thing, honestly, than moving about being an adult?
For me, it is taxes. Because really? Because taxes makes me feel like, you know that video that everyone was doing? All that work and what did it get me? Why did I do it? Every time I do my flipping taxes, that is how I feel. It's the most defeating, confusing thing ever. And
really
it's also
confusing.
Like, and also there's so many parts to it of figuring out where should I get my taxes done?
Right.
And like...
And by the way, you have to get them done.
No, you have to.
Yeah,
and
who
like,
knows how it works.
Is this the right way? And then you're paying to get them done. And then you're also paying whoever you owe because for some reason I've never made money ever. And it's like, what do I need to do? And then every time she tries to explain it to me and I just still don't get it. Like literally every single time we leave doing taxes about anything, we just feel sad. And you have to do it every single year, and it sucks.
That is true. And I will say that you do have something on that. Honestly, taxes is every year.
Yes.
And you have no choice. Some people move once in a lifetime.
Whatever.
And that's true. So maybe, is that worse? Jess may have a point on this. Let's go to Kelly in Gaithersburg. Kelly, the worst part of adulting is what?
Planning meals.
Planning meals.
Oh my God, girl,
so good.
You have no idea how much time we spent. It's like an all day, and all we eat is chicken, and I'm sick of it. Baked chicken, lemon chicken, grilled chicken,
tell
whatever.
Us, Kelly, tell us, why is planning meals the worst part of adulting?
Because you're not only planning for yourself, you're planning for others, and you have to take into account what they are going to be in the mood for, if they're going to like it, and then you spend time planning, shopping, cooking for someone to say, I didn't want this.
No.
That's a really good point. Jess, what's worse? Is it worse doing your taxes once a year, or is it worse prepping for meals every day? That's a great point.
I still hate taxes because I still hate it. I will take chicken over taxes.
Man, that's a good one, though. Planning those meals is the worst. All right, let's go to Nia. She is on 6. Is it Nia or Naya? I forget. Which one are you?
Nipa.
I'm so sorry. Nipa, the worst part of adulting is what?
Yes, what's worse?
The worst part of adulting is raising teenage daughters, let alone two.
Okay. Nipa! Hey!
Nipa, tell us, why is it the worst part?
Well, no matter how much you do for them, you only get one thing back. Attitude... 24/7 on the phone, shutting doors on your face.
No.
You make lunches for them, dinners for them, anything. One no you say, that's it. You're the worst parent I've ever had.
No.
Nipa's tired, girl.
Nipa, how old are they? How old are they, Nipa?
16 and 13 thinking she's 18.
Oh, girl. 13 and a 16-year-old at the same time.
Yeah, that's rough.
And then you feel bad. You're like, they're going to go to college. Let me do everything for them.
Right.
No.
Okay, Nipa, here's the good news, okay? At age 25, it's going to get a lot easier, okay?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It doesn't, actually.
The 30?
I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah, we will, too.
I'd say 27. You'll be good.
Good luck.
You know those moments when you are just so, like, proud and impressed by your partner's actions?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
It's almost like... I just can't believe that I am in the presence of this person, you know?
Like their powers. Like, wow, how lucky am I?
Like, you're incredible.
Yeah.
Like, you are incredible.
Well, what do you do?
So my husband, his name is Garage Boy. Love him. He's the light of my life. I walk into the bedroom and I see this massive pile of old underwear, his boxers. And I don't say anything, you know. These are like your typical, like there's holes in them. They're crazy looking. And if you're not new to the show, like a long time ago, I had asked the question, I didn't understand why men hold on to these said rags that are like barely, you know, keeping together, which again, it's fine. Like do your thing.
It's
like
not
you're,
fine.
You're attached to him. And it was a
you've
simple question.
You brought this up many times
and
on
I,
the show.
I was curious, you know, and after I was explained to, it's like, it's almost like a, like a comfort blanket, if you will, which is fine. Like that's you. And we let that go. And so when I walked into the room, I just thought maybe he was like folding them and to put them away. And he put them in a bag and I'm like, what are you doing with those? And he's like, I'm throwing them away. And I was like, excuse me? And he goes, yeah, I just think it's time. And I was like, so proud of him. I didn't tell him to do this. Like, there also wasn't any some unspoken like attitude coming from me at all whatsoever. Zero, zero, zero. Zero conversations.
Are you sure?
I'm 100,000% sure. That's why I was so shocked, because I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, what inspired you to do this? He literally was getting rid of all of his underwear. And I also don't think this is just like a dude thing. It's also like, as a millennial, we hold on to things so much. Like, it's hard for me to part from my iPhone 8 box, you know?
You still got, just in case you
just
need it.
Just in case I need
you
it.
You haven't had the phone itself for
or maybe
9 years.
Or maybe I want to put like earrings in it. I don't know. So when I see him doing this, it inspired me. And I'm like, you know what? What do I need to let go of? Because I know that's a really massive step for him and for men all over the world.
So if you're new to our show, Jess has had a problem. Basically, since she moved in with her then boyfriend at the time, then fiance, now husband, that he has these old underwear. And we basically, as men, had to school her that we have underwear. And then a lot of women called in and said, yeah, my husband has underwear that we've had for years. I told Jess, and it was until I recently moved, I had underwear that were basically from eighth grade. I'm 41 now, by the way.
And I wouldn't say schooling, like clearly that's an issue, but it's more so acceptance. Like, okay, I see you, that's the life you're choosing to have, and that's your decision.
I find it really odd that you guys get married and you're telling me that now by choice.
Yeah, you know why? Because that's a grown man.
By
that's
choice?
That's a whole ass husband right there.
By choice? Mm-hmm. He just randomly decides
Now he permanently has that ring on and he's out here acting like the whole meal now.
No.
I didn't say a word.
I think he just did that. You're telling me of just by no reason whatsoever.
Absolutely. That's called maturity in a healthy relationship, sir.
Can you just ask the man the question? Can you just casually drop the question to him?
I'll ask him right now.
Of why?
You know the answer is going to be like, I don't know, because I felt like it.
No, I feel like, can you just casually, not if you text him right now, he's going to know it's a radio bit. I feel like you have to just casually ask him in conversation. Over dinner. Don't bring it up like it's a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It'll freak him out. That's why it's not a big deal.
Because men, we love our ratty underwear. It's like one thing we hold near and dear to our heart. Like, it really pained me to get rid of my underwear. They were kind of, it's from middle school. That's like 25 years old. Like, I really had to look at that pair of underwear like,
this is growth. This is growth. And a decision that he came to terms with on his own.
I would appreciate it. And I think all men listening would appreciate it. If you could just drop the question casually. Why now? Why after all these years did you decide to part ways?
Was he able to? Are you actually looking for advice from the man? I will tell him. I'll ask him for you. To help you get there, I will.
There was an influence.
I think he can help you.
Somewhere.
I think you need his help.
Happy wife, happy life probably came somewhere into it. I'm just saying. Let's find out in the next couple of days. Would it have anything to do with a wife influence?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh. It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we've got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea we got going through your head?
Well, I'm thinking about meeting up with the guy that completely broke my heart, but I think he might only want me for my money now.
Ew, why?
Why would you even...
Not ew you, ew him.
I mean, even though we broke up like 2 years ago, we were together for 8 years, and
oh, wow.
I still feel like he's the love of my life.
Oh my God.
I guess we'll need to know more about the relationship then. What happened with you guys?
He just didn't want to get married. He kept pushing it back, and finally I just had to give him the ultimatum.
Wow.
And so when you said either marry me or no, he decided to walk away.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
And then so you said that was 2 years ago. Like, you guys haven't had no contact in 2 years?
No, we haven't spoken at all.
So why now then? Why would you try to go back to him now?
Well, all of a sudden I just got an email from him out of nowhere saying that he wanted to meet up.
So why do you think he wants you for money then?
Well, I just got this insurance payout, and I don't know if he knows about that. I mean, we do still have mutual friends.
It's like radio silence for 2 years, and now all of a sudden that you've fallen into this sum of money, he shows up out of nowhere?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh.
That's so weird.
What did this email say? Was it like, hey, let's get back together?
No, it was just like, hey, like, some things in my life have changed recently. I want to get together and talk about it.
Yeah, your bank account has changed.
Yeah, wait. When did you get this insurance settlement then? Like, recently?
Yeah.
And then he reached out when?
Like a week after, about.
Wow.
I mean, the email was kind of long, but he did say, like, if I was interested, then can we meet up this weekend?
But it didn't say anything about, like, getting back together?
No.
Okay, so, like, let's say you meet up with him and he wants to get back together. What are your feelings on that?
I mean, I still love him, to be honest. I still feel like he was the love of my life.
Yeah. Well, let's chat about this. So Anonymous is saying, hey, I was with this guy for 8 years, gave him an ultimatum and said, hey, you got to either, like, you know,
marry or walk away.
Right.
It's literally the ultimatum.
Get off the pot, right.
Yeah.
And he chose to get off the pot and was gone for 2 years. Well, then all of a sudden Anonymous is like, I get this insurance settlement. It could be a complete coincidence, but all of a sudden Anonymous comes into some money. And now a week later, the love of her life, who did not want to get married before, all of a sudden comes back into the picture and says, hey, maybe we should get together and just talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that's about marriage per se, but maybe we should just talk about things. She still loves him. Do we tell her to meet up with this guy or talk her out of it? 410-583-1065. Some of y'all have maybe been in a situation like this before where somebody y'all were in love with wouldn't commit to you. We could totally use your feedback on this. Jess?
I think that it is extremely weird that all of a sudden, after you have money, he happens to reach out to you. I don't think it's a coincidence, and I think his timing is shady.
Oh, I think it could be a coincidence. I did talk to a psychic who said that a lot of things were going to come into place for me this year. So I think it maybe was the money and the man.
Hey, yeah. I mean, what about that? Why are we going to sit here and tell her, don't do it? You know what I mean? Like, what if this is literally like...
I wouldn't mention one peep about the money, though. I literally wouldn't.
But, like, what if this is like her ship has finally come in? Like, she's got money, and now she's got the man she's been wanting to be with for a decade. And y'all are going to be like, no, don't go meet up with this guy. He's trash. Like,
but why did he need 8 years of a relationship and then 2 years for you to disappear just for him to realize how amazing you are?
Maybe,
like,
it took
get
time.
Out of here.
Maybe I think the money thing's a coincidence. I don't think it has anything to do with this money. I think, honestly,
it's shady.
How would he know all of a sudden she has money? It's not like he has access to her bank account.
But she said they have multiple. They
but,
have
but like,
a mutual
you think a friend just called and said, hey, she's got money now. Go back. I mean, come on. 410-583-1065. Anonymous was with a guy for 8 years, didn't want to be with her. All of a sudden, 2 years later, she comes across some money, and now he's like, we should meet up and talk about things. Things have changed. She should totally go for that, right? Amy from Boris Hill, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for it or talk her out of it?
Talk her out of it.
Why?
That little voice. You have to always listen to your little voice. Plus, if someone's not marrying you after 8 years, they're not going to marry you now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You're telling me you strung me along for 8 years, disappear for two, and now all of a sudden I got a check. All of a sudden I'm interesting again? No.
Yeah, well, he batted around the lineup and nothing else was good, so he's back.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm a way different person than I was 8 years ago. I don't want to be held to the same person that I was even 2 years ago. I'm a different person than I was 2 years ago.
No, that's fine. That's fine for you, but that's unfair for her. That's unfair to put her through that.
Okay, so let's say...
She sounds so sad.
Yeah.
But let's say we took the money out of the equation and we just said, hey, my ex just said, hey, he wants to get back together 2 years later and just say, hey, like, I want to just catch up with you. I think we'd all be like, yeah, go. The money, I think, is just a weird coincidence. I think that, like...
Personally, I still would say no, even if money wasn't into it.
Why?
Because it's over.
And not only she had to go through so much healing and moving on that I would be irritated if someone reached out to me 2 years later.
I don't. If
she's still opening
in love
with a new wound, an old wound.
Yes.
And she's still in love with him. Y'all still say that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that's great advice, but I hear you. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you, Amy.
Bye.
Bye. Shelby from Dundalk. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, she is considering meeting up with her ex who literally wanted nothing to do with her after they dated for 8 years. And now that she's come across some money, wants to maybe, you know, get together and talk about things. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it?
I say go for it. I think this is a beautiful opportunity for them to revisit the relationship they had in the past. Maybe, like, he's ready to commit now. Maybe he did find out about the money from a friend or something, and maybe that was the thing that he really needed to, like, confirm that he wanted to be in a relationship, not in a gold digging kind of way, but in a, like, maybe she wasn't financially stable before and we couldn't have a future that way, or maybe, like, she had been in the beginning of switching her career or something.
Okay.
And maybe things were uncertain for him, and that could be one of the reasons.
It feels kind of crappy that he strung her along for 8 years and now all of a sudden she has money. He is popping out of nowhere. And I do think that, I think that situations show you who people really are. And I think this is showing her who he really is, that it's like, oh, unless you can, like, benefit me in that kind of way, all of a sudden now I'm ready to be in your life when, like, she hasn't heard any word from him for 2 years.
I don't see it like that. I see, like, hey, I did 2 years of self-reflection and worked on myself, and coincidentally, here I am at the same time that this other thing happened in your life. If they haven't talked in 2 years, how do we know that these friends have talked to him? How did he find out about the money? Or maybe just, like, it's springtime and everyone's really excited to, like, get out there. You know what I mean?
Could be complete coincidence, right? Had nothing to do with money whatsoever.
I don't know. I'm rooting for this girl. She deserves happiness.
Yeah, and you don't think he's just using her for the money?
I don't think he's using her for the money, just from what I understand.
Nothing about this screams gold digger to you at all.
No, it doesn't scream gold digger at all.
Okay, there we go. Thank you so much for calling us.
You're welcome.
So let's talk to Sheila in Baltimore. Hi, Sheila. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You've been in a similar situation. So do you say to tell her to go for this or do we talk her out of it?
Go for it.
Meet up with this guy.
Really?
Now, what happened with you?
Well, me and my now husband, we were together for 10 years and I left him. I left him, no explanation. It was just a situation where I wasn't ready to commit to someone that I didn't think that was going to be there forever.
Okay.
It was good for that moment, but it was like a lot of things. He wasn't stable in his career.
Okay.
So I didn't think that once we got older, we could actually do the retirement, travel, and things like that. He thought everything was fine the way that he was working. And I kept telling him that, you know, I want to travel. I want to leave Baltimore and, you know, go somewhere else and just travel.
Yeah.
And he really like, well, we can do that. And I'm like, not on my 401k.
you're like, with what money, though?
Right. So, you know, I just left because it was hard for me to have a community, you know, because I loved them. So
yeah.
To talk to them, it's like you always get stagnated to stay.
Yeah.
Every time we bring the situation, you know, the argument or the debate up, I end up staying.
Yeah.
So I said, without communicating, I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
And I left. And like 2 years later, we just ironically emailed each other. Mm-hmm. And
who reached out to who, you or him?
He reached out to me, actually.
Okay.
Just to ask how I was doing. Yeah. And, you know, and I have kids. So he asked how the kids were doing.
Yeah.
And we got to talking and he was like, hey, you want to go to our spot? And I was like, sure.
Wait, where's the spot? I'm just curious where the spot is.
You believe it or not, it's Popeye's.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We love the Cajun sparkle. Yes. So.
It's so good.
Right. So we went to Popeye's and, you know, we sat down and talked. And for the first time, I saw him in a different light. I saw him talking more of planning for his future.
Yeah.
And he had got a job and everything. And I just think sometimes you have to separate from people you love
mm-hmm.
in order to grow.
Yeah.
And I mean, the guy could honestly be growing. He,
right.
he probably then got himself together because she could have been a crutch to him.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
what I'm saying. Like, there could have been. And thank you for sharing all that. It's so important, I think, especially.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sheila. And I'm so happy for you guys. That's
opposite
awesome.
Opposite point of view. Hearing it from the opposite point of view because, like, you know, there's so much that can happen. So much can happen in so many years. And listen, we're getting so many texts and so many. We can take calls all day. And I'm looking through the phones right now. Like everyone's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go. But I would hate to literally sit here and say, don't go. And like this man's a completely different human than he was 2 years ago. You know what I mean? But at the same time, Anonymous, like literally everyone else mm-hmm. on the phones and the text are saying like don't do it. So what do you feel about that then? Like, does it make you?
I mean, I definitely have heard everything that everyone has said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would hate to wonder what if.
Yeah.
If I don't meet up with him.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, for the rest of your life.
I would just think about it. And if you do end up going, I really would not mention anything about the money and see if he brings that up.
Yeah.
And you said he wanted to meet up with you this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what we do is, and we'd love to offer this opportunity. We do a Talk Me Out of It update for this segment on Mondays, inviting people to come on for the segment to come back and let us know how these things went. Would you be interested in coming back in Monday morning and letting us know if if you went and then B, how it actually went with you guys?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. So at 8:25, we would need you to call us back though, because we don't know your name, your phone number, anything. So 8:25 on Monday. Does that work?
Sure.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.